But of course, if you find that you don't want to keep your Oz Music t-shirt, don't throw it away. Don't make it landfill. There might be someone else who would love to wear that shirt and give it a brand new life. That is the idea behind the group that we're about to talk to now, because they're increasing their presence, their footprint in North Queensland in a very good way. They're called Thread Together, and an opportunity to recycle and share the fashion that often ends up in landfill, unfortunately. And not only is Thread Together increasing its presence in North Queensland, it's also teaming up with other charities to really help those who are struggling at the moment and to provide a little bit of assistance that is needed. The Thread Together CEO is Anthony Chesler and is with us now. Anthony, welcome to our program this morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
It is good to talk to you on a day when we've been talking about fashion and T-shirts and things like that. Just explain what Thread Together is all about.
Thread Together is a registered charity that partners with the Australian fashion industry to collect unsold brand new clothing and to give that clothing to people who are in need. So we're addressing an environmental problem with a social solution. We partner with around 2,000 fashion brands and retailers across the country to collect the clothing that doesn't get sold. And what people don't appreciate is about a one-third of new clothing doesn't get sold. It's overproduced. Not intentionally, because sometimes it is difficult to pick the fashion and the style and the colour in advance. But about a third of clothing doesn't get sold, and we collect that clothing from all around the country, and we're giving it to people that are experiencing hardship. And we're very thrilled to be on the ground in Townsville helping more people that could benefit from our service.
That is extraordinary, because I guess many of us don't think about that when we go and buy some clothes in a shop. There's a lot of things on the rack that not everything goes to someone's home.
That's right, and no one really really asks the question, what happens to clothes that don't get sold? But we can tell you, because we work with pretty much every large format or small or boutique store across the country, and we collect the clothing that doesn't get sold. And every day we're receiving about 10 to 20,000 units of clothing. Our organisation is powered by volunteers. We're headquartered in Sydney. And through the help of volunteers, we are receiving that clothing. The volunteer effort is involved in sorting the clothing into a category and size, and then getting it ready to give to people. We don't sell any clothing. All of the clothing that we receive is given to people. And how do we know who needs clothing? We introduce to those people through a network of trusted charities. And that's the reason we're on the ground in Townsville. We have an event tomorrow at Cowboy House. And we're thrilled to be working alongside 30 or 40 local charity partners and explain to them how to use our service.
And some of those groups that you're partnering with include ones we know well, Food Bank, Orange Sky, Baby Give Back, which all do something very similar, which just reaches out to people who are struggling and doing it tough and provides some assistance. This is a really interesting initiative. Did you reach out to them, or how did this collaboration come about?
Yeah, we've been working with those organisations for a number of years now in different parts of the country. In Lismore, during the time of the Lismore flooding, we worked very closely with Baby Give Back and Orange Sky, for example. And we really work in unison, because we're supporting the same people with slightly different service offerings. And so it makes a lot of sense to collaborate rather than duplicate effort to work with the partners that we're supporting. So we are very much excited to be working with them again in Townsville. We have a small little hybrid pop-up shop in Garbutt, which is sort of resourced with ourselves and those organisations. And all of the clothing that we receive, in the same way that they provide their services, is all delivered at no cost to the end person who's in need.
As you said, Anthony, we're talking to Anthony Chesler here from Thread Together. A lot of the people you work with are the high-end retailers that we know so well when we're doing our shopping for clothes. But what about independent local clothing stores that might be operating here in North Queensland? Can they be a part of the Thread Together story as well and provide you with their unsold items?
Absolutely. It's very easy for any retailer or fashion brand to participate in this program. They simply need to come onto our website and request us to pick up the clothing. And as long as it's new clothing, it's unsold, we're happy to give it, collect it and give it to people. And the reason we're only working with new clothing is there's a lot of it, but the other reason what we're trying to do is restore dignity to people that are experiencing hardship. So if you've lost your home through a flood recently, and we've been on the ground since late February, early March this year, we want to make sure that people feel valued and respected, and so we're listening to what their needs are and providing them access to new clothing.
Yeah, and a new bit of clothing can mean so much emotionally and psychologically, I would assume. What have you seen with the reaction of clients when they have or people who've been donated something?
Look, a lot of the clients that we work with are experiencing different forms of hardship. We do a lot of work supporting new arrivals into our country that are seeking either asylum or refuge. We're supporting a lot of people impacted by natural disasters across the country, women escaping family and domestic violence, individuals that are experiencing severe mental health, for example. One lady who I met recently described how new clothing changes her life, or changes your life. So we often forget about the power of clothing. I like to talk about clothing being our second skin, but it serves more than just a functional purpose of keeping us cool or keeping us warm. It's really providing, for some people, a second layer of skin to protect themselves. But another young lady I met, a survivor of family and domestic violence, described receiving new clothing as a humanizing experience. We met a couple, a mother and a daughter, who arrived here from Ukraine recently, left her partner behind to fight in the war, couldn't speak any English, and just was grateful to be able to fit in rather than stand out when she arrived in Australia. So we're all about providing new clothes for new beginnings.
And how important is it to have that presence in regional centres now?
That's absolutely critical. Our organisation, whilst headquartered in Sydney, can collect clothing from all around the country. And we can also give clothing to people all around the country through a network of our charities. And it's really critical to be able to support communities that are in regional, remote and rural locations. We do a lot of work at the moment on the West Coast in very, very regional, remote communities, for example, like in Halls Creek and Kununurra and Fitzroy Crossing. And we've been doing a lot of work in North Queensland. We have four ways to give clothing to people, and one of those ways is a mobile wardrobe, which is a vehicle fitted out with a walk-in wardrobe. We sent the vehicle in February from Sydney to Townsville, and it's been stationed up there. It's got a walk-in wardrobe, a change room on the rear, and we invited into community partners to provide clothing to their clients. That's just one of the ways in which we are giving clothing to people, but we always invite it in. A lot of people say, well, we shouldn't be sending secondhand clothing or sending donations at times of flooding, for example, and a lot of parts of North Queensland, as you would appreciate, are very susceptible to natural disasters. And we are really invited into those locations to just bring back a little bit of hope, a little bit of dignity, and a little bit of normalcy for people that have lost everything.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you so much for the work that you do and continue to do. Big day tomorrow, teaming up with those other charities and increasing your presence in North Queensland. Thread Together, Anthony Chesler, thank you so much for being a part of our show, and good luck with your work.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the time.